You can get the latest odds, offers, and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app, and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win is 7-2. Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win 6-1. Derek, none of your little jokes here. This is a banter-free zone. No jokes on this one, Derek. Chelsea versus Arsenal. 7-5 Chelsea to win the game.
Well, you can't back them, can you? You can't. But they've taken more stick in the tabloids recently. But they could only have taken more if you'd appointed Jeremy Corbyn as manager. In fact, I thought they had. I don't know what's gone wrong with them. I mean, you know, that win in midweek, the one over in the European Champions League, has only papered over the cracks, hasn't it? Jose Mourinho is still cracking over the papers, the stick he's been taking. I can't back him at 7-5. I can't, because there's serious problems there. People keep saying, you guys thought last week, yeah, you know, we'll get back to the Chelsea, you know, the proper Chelsea soon enough. But there's no sign of it. Absolutely no sign of it. And I'm not getting worked up by a 4-0 win over some Israeli nomarks. That doesn't matter. What matters is what's happening in the Premier League. And what's happening in the Premier League is Chelsea making laughing stocks of themselves. That said, Arsenal, not my favourite team, as you well know. Disgraceful in midweek in Europe. Watched them against Liverpool a couple of weeks ago. Thought they were very, very ordinary. And Chelsea never lose to them, unless it's a community shield. So I've got nowhere to go with this mismatch other than a draw. I think it'll be a draw. Moreover, I think it'll be a 0-0 draw because, you know, what Mourinho does in these big games is defend in numbers, that number being 11. And I think he can't afford to lose this game. I know people are saying it's a must-win game, but imagine if they lose. Can't lose this one, and I think it'll be a 0-0 draw.
11-1, if you fancy the 0-0 draw. It's the first time, Lee, since May 2006 that Jose Mourinho has lost successive Premier League games. Now 11 points behind Manchester City, Chelsea, after just the 5 games. Derek says they can't afford to lose this match, but can they afford not to win it? Because 11 points is a big gap this early in the season.
It is, and Mourinho has been talking that the fact how big a game it is. You know, if he's talking it up, then it means it must be a big game. And the players have been talking after that midweek win. And I agree with Derek. You can't go and, you know, say that's a great win and they're going to win this game. But I just wonder if it gives them that little bit more confidence. It just gives them a bit of confidence. I'm more concerned about Arsenal here than Chelsea. Chelsea aren't a team that you can back at the minute, I don't think. But 7-5 isn't a bad price if Arsenal have kind of crumbled inside a little bit. You know, they weren't playing particularly well before last weekend, remember, when they won. They weren't getting the results. Flashes of, you know, really good play, but also some pretty mediocre stuff as well. That defeat for them, that must have hit them pretty hard. I don't have to preach to Derek here, because he's not the biggest Arsene Wenger fan in the world, obviously, but I don't get why you would strive to finish in a Champions League place, then in your first group match away from home at a team who haven't been beaten at home domestically since July 2010, haven't lost a game this, you know, in this calendar year, why you would send out a weakened team? Why wouldn't you send out your best team to go and get a result? Mm. They've now got Chelsea, a quick turnaround for Arsenal as well. If they do lose this, then they've got Spurs next week in the Capital One Cup. They'll send out a weakened team for that. They could, feasibly, be out of the Champions League or out of a position to get a top spot and the Capital One Cup by this time next weekend. I just think it's a terrible decision that he's made. I've got no idea why he wouldn't send your best team out for every match. And I'm not sure they'll be able to pick up the pace. I think Arsenal will be off the pace a little bit here. And I think that will help Chelsea to get the win. I agree. I don't like the 7-5. I think it's going to be a tight game, though. I don't see Arsenal going for Chelsea. I think Chelsea will do what Derek said, you know, and almost treat it like a kind of, we must not lose this game. I think they'll nick it in the end. We said it last week, still need to see more from Fabregas and from Costa. He obviously got a goal in midweek and it was a good finish. More from Hazard as well. I mean, Hazard has been the major disappointment. Derek talking about Jeremy Corbyn, probably could do with him on the left wing instead of Hazard. I said that, he'd be in the stand, is that left wing, I suppose, wouldn't he? As far as a bet goes, under 2.5 goals for me. I think it'll be a tight match. I think Chelsea might nick it by a single goal. That's even money, the under 2.5 here, which, you know, I don't mind that at all. I'd just edge Chelsea if I was forced to go for a result because of the home advantage, because of the sign that that Mourinho tends to have over Wenger. And you look at that, you know, the under 2.5, Arsenal got beaten 6 by Chelsea in 2014, March 2014. Look at the results between the two of them around that. You know, loads of under 2.5s recently. The Chelsea beat them 2-0 last season in the Premier League. It was 0-0 at the Emirates, 0-0 at the Emirates the season before that, 1-0 at the Emirates as well. 1-0 in the Community Shield. Chelsea won 2-0 in the League Cup. So I think the under 2.5 is a decent price at evens. It's a bit of a rubbish bet for your live starter on the in the Premier League, but I'll stick with that one.
If you fancy Chelsea to win it and under 2.5 goals, so Chelsea 1-0 or 2-0, 9-2.
Yeah, it's a big price.
That is a big price.
It is a big price. If they can, I mean, they need a clean sheet. They've kept one clean sheet all season. It was against Maccabi Tel Aviv. So, you know, I think I can't decide on the outright. So that's why I'm going
under
for that. Because I'm stuck between a narrow Chelsea win and a draw. And that way I get both under 2.5, as long as it's not 2-2, obviously.
Okay, good stuff. That's Chelsea versus Arsenal, Saturday, 12:45 PM kickoff.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.